Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 58. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows around 30, high of 54 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it may be a couple years out yet, but the latest polling is officially out for the state of Kansas, and support from Republicans regarding the 2024 Republican primary presidential elections. And WIBW reports that according to the poll, many voters across the state are split between favoring former President Donald Trump and the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. According to the poll in the Topeka area specifically, the poll found that 56% of voters viewed DeSantis favorable over 53% for Donald Trump, and 47% favoring former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who has yet to announce his official presidential bid. In Kansas City, DeSantis also took the lead with 52% of the vote, 45% for Donald Trump and 43% for Mike Pompeo. And in Wichita, 60% also favored Ron DeSantis, with 60% for Pompeo, 56% for Donald Trump. The poll was held from the Remington Research Group and said they would continue to poll the state of Kansas on the upcoming presidential elections. Mid-America Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 23 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire Monday.
Law enforcement in McPherson, Kansas are investigating after a group of thieves that stole near $10,000 worth of jewelry from a jewelry store. KWCH News reports the event happened at Venable Jewelry in McPherson when a trio of thieves stopped in and stole the jewelry shortly after stealing near $26,000 worth of jewelry from a second store in Manhattan, Kansas.
The first thing they did was separate myself and my other employee.
Then they wasted no time.
They worked my employee over. They were very good and professional with distraction. They had her from one end of the case to the other and were bombarding her with, may I see this? Can I see that? Can I see this? One of the ladies had actually eased herself to the end of the case and actually reached in and grabbed a whole tray of rings, which my employee did see, and got that tray back. Because of the skill in their distraction, they were able to pocket two of those rings.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Legislature is discussing the idea of expanding the prison system. As they say, the prison population may be jumping up dramatically over the next few years, but it's caused great debate on the idea of investing money in expansion of prisons or on ways to keep people out of prison.
The Nebraska State Penitentiary should be closed down, not replaced. And the state should stop investing in expansions of the excessive physical infrastructure of our criminal legal system.
That's Diane Amdor, the staff attorney with the Nebraska Appleseed on KSNB at Local Channel 4. The Nebraska Department of Corrections say the expansion is way past due.
The Tecumseh facility still remains under staffing emergency despite positive gains during the past year. So we've seen some progress, but there's still concerns. I just want to make sure everybody is aware of that.
The state is projecting the Nebraska prison population may jump from 5,800 inmates statewide to over 7,400 by 2030, and the expansion of the prison system would cost the state nearly $335 million.
tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/tax aid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Hey, Clay, you talk a lot about OEM parts. What exactly is OEM?
That's a great question. OEM stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer. These parts are coming directly from the manufacturer of your vehicle. But the more important question is, what does it matter to you? At the end of the day, the safety of your vehicle is reliant on the parts that we use and the repairs of your vehicle. That's why at Best Body Shop, we use 100% OEM parts on 100% of the repairs.
Call 316-516-3827 or go online to BestBodyShopWichita.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last Tuesday met with Luke Sunderland, a second attorney interested in a contract position to serve as public defender and work with child in need of care cases. Following, a motion was approved unanimously to contract with Megan Voracek, who had previously worked with Marshall County. She replaces Kelly Fumler, who was accepting an appointment as 22nd District Magistrate Judge. 20 tax sale properties were sold in Washington County February 14th, generating proceeds of $71,520. Some had delinquent taxes for 10 years or more. The last tax sale was held in 2016. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Tuesday afternoon and considered 2023 reorganization assignments. Commissioners discussed changes they'd like to make to the current sick leave and vacation leave policy, as well as changes to the current employee benefit package to offer a higher raise to employees moving forward. A motion was approved unanimously for a 6% cost of living raise for all Nemahal County employees on their primary position, except for county commissioners effective February 21st. Gage County Board of Supervisors heard last week that the Planning and Zoning Committee is ready to move forward with a public hearing on solar regulations. That is planned March 14th. The next regular planning and zoning meeting, March 2nd, will include two public hearings for a greenhouse and hog facility permit. Storm spotter training in Gage County is scheduled for Tuesday, February 28th, 7 p.m. at the Homestead National Park Education Center at Beatrice. No reservations required. The public is welcome. For information, contact Emergency Management Director Lisa Wigand at 402-223-1305. Storm spotter training is planned in Kansas on March 13th, Nemahal County Community Center in Seneca, March 27th at the Helvering Center in Marysville, and April 10th at the Washington Fire and Rescue Building in Washington. Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville is hosting a career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 to 2. Over 35 businesses and organizations offering a variety of available jobs and services. The event is open to the public. Contact Highland Community College Western Center for more details. The Career Fair Thursday, March 2nd, 9 until 2 at the Western Center in Baileyville. James Shaughnessy was a recent guest on our KNDY Public Affairs program, highlighting a number of recent businesses established and improvements within the Axtell community.
First and foremost, the grocery store, which just got built. And we used to have an older grocery store, and it was old and outdated. And so, you know, the community got together and tore the old one down and raised money and did it in such a fast fashion. And you know, the grocery store, like I said, that's the most recent. And then we've got, you know, a new two-bay car wash. And then, you know, years ago, we needed a new bar and grill. And what do? We tore down the old one, and then we built a new one, call it ACES, which stands for Axtell Community Effort, ACES. So I don't know if it's not real public knowledge yet, but they're in the early stages of building a state-of-the-art fitness center and weight room. So the AEDC has an opportunity, an incredible opportunity in my eyes. It's for a daycare provider grant. They also have the tear down and build up programs for, you know, old buildings, old houses. They have micro loans for the actual businesses to start within the town. AEDC has been just tremendous on what they put forward and what they continue to do to try to, you know, lure more young, you know, people and even businesses within the town of Axtell.
Efforts are underway to develop additional housing opportunities in Axtell.
A lot of young business owners within the town of Axel that has taken over, you know, Tyler Jones over at Eagle HVAC and Plumbing, and then Brad Brockstrom at B&D Buildings. You know, he's been integral in all of it. And then James Kroger over at the Lumberyard. They've got together, you know, James and Brad have got together and decided, you know, there is a need for this housing. And then they're trying to, you know, build up new houses. They're building some spec houses because people, you know, continue to move back and move to Axel. So we have to have housing to accommodate, you know, those young families and those people moving back. So there are houses being built as we speak, and we'll be ready before you know it. Anytime there's a vacant lot or, you know, an old house needing to be teared down, there's been a few houses that have been torn down by individuals, and then that's where they're, you know, building new houses, spec houses, and built to custom order and everything.
Holly Schoenhofer, age 58, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30. Visitation at 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Holly Schoenhofer.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Chevy Colorado. It's a two-wheel drive priced at $34,100. They have a 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500 in on trade. One owner, a new truck trade, 59,000 miles. And awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still staying warmer early this week before a chance for some snow showers over Wednesday night, and temperatures staying cooler on Thursday. Staying sunny and breezy today with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. More sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. And partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Still more sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Then a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Snow showers may continue on Thursday, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Northeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And flurries may continue throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February 50, record high on this date 80, the average low 26, and the record low 16 below zero. Sunset this evening at 6:17, sunrise in the morning at 7:03. Widespread half to three-quarter inch of rain Sunday evening. We showed about half an inch to KNDY Studios.
By a large margin, Americans prefer white eggs rather than brown ones. What's the difference? An in-depth look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 27th, the 58th day of the year. Author John Steinbeck was born on this day. Brown eggs, as you know, come from hens with brown or red feathers, while white eggs are from white-feathered hens. But is there any reason to prefer one over the other? Here's a few facts to help you decide. Nutritionally, there is essentially no difference. In fact, the pigment in the shell is the only thing that differentiates one from the other. Why do brown eggs cost more? Red hens are often larger and therefore produce larger eggs. And they've also developed some cachet for being healthier or tastier. Those benefits, if any, are due to differences in feed or other raising practices rather than the color of the shell. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Crown Over Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crown Over Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College hoops back in action again this weekend as we get closer to the end of the regular season. This is the final week of the regular season as we go into games throughout this weekend. Saturday, wrapping up Big 12 play, but the Jayhawks pulled off another victory over the weekend, in a slight victory at that, as they took on the West Virginia Mountaineers, winning 76-74. It was tied all the way through as the Jayhawks pulled off a two-point victory by the halftime. They were tied with 41 points each on the board in the second half, as DeJon Harris ended up putting 17 points on the board, along with Grady Dick and Kevin McCullough both putting 16 points up. K.J. Adams Jr. had 13 points with 6 rebounds and 5 assists. Their next game's on Tuesday, with tip-off at 8 p.m. at home against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. In Wildcat basketball, they also had a great weekend taking on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That was on the road down in Oklahoma, winning 73-68. Their next to the last tip is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at home against the Oklahoma Sooners. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you're looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Wichita State pulled off a victory in the American Athletic Conference over the weekend as they won against Tulane. That game was on the road as they won 83-76 on Sunday. It was a big scoring game for James Rojas as he put 22 points aboard with 8 rebounds and 2 assists. Jaron Pierre Jr. put 28 points on with 1 rebound and 4 assists. Craig Porter Jr. also had 15 points on the game. Shockers are 15-13 now for the regular season, with their next to last game on Thursday this week against number 1 Houston at tip-off at 6 p.m. And Major League Baseball spring training is officially in action as the Kansas City Royals have 3 games under their belt already for spring training now. Their latest one against the Seattle Mariners as they won 8-7 in that game. That game was on Sunday as the Royals started off strong with 5 points on the board for the first inning. The Royals also took the Texas Rangers 10-5 on Saturday and 6-5 over the Rangers for the kickoff of the spring training on Friday. Games lined up throughout this week for spring training for the Royals as they are playing at home against the Brewers today with first pitch at 2:05.
K-State fans, don't miss this season's final women's basketball home game on Saturday, March 4th, when we host Texas at 4 p.m. in Bramlage. Be sure to stay after the game as we recognize our seniors. Tickets are just $5 when purchased in advance. To get yours today, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Substate basketball tip-offs Monday. Marysville girls at ACCHS, 7 o'clock broadcast live on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights boys entertain Riverside. Tip-off this evening at 6.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The great courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Trees are one of the biggest and long-term investments you make in your landscape. Provide proper care and enlist professional help as needed to maintain their health, beauty, and longevity. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Poorly managed trees are not only unsightly and short-lived, they can also be a liability. Damaged and declining trees can create hazardous conditions, threatening the safety of nearby people and property. Improper pruning impacts your tree's health, beauty, and longevity. Enlist the help of a professional arborist to ensure proper and safe pruning, tree removal, and pest management. Visit treesaregood.org to find an International Society of Arboriculture certified arborist working in your neighborhood. These professionals have achieved and demonstrated a level of tree care knowledge through experience, testing, and continuing education. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You may think of specific regions of the world offering up dishes that you can only find if you make a journey there. Today's story is a bit like that, but the people in Wahoo, Nebraska found that they could offer some special tastes that are unique to the places their citizens' ancestors once called home. It's today's feature on the American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
There are many reasons people drive from states away to get to the Wahoo Locker in Wahoo, Nebraska. Late fall is definitely one of those times.
We do whole carcass deer as well as boneless orders, and we do probably whole carcass, maybe 2,500 in a year. And boneless orders that come through the door that we only make product out of, for them, maybe 1,000 of those a year.
People literally drive here from many states away, as evidenced by the number of deer they process.
The people that drive that far is usually for a reason. It may be they have a relation here, so while they're coming here, they're going to bring their deer here because they really like it, but it might not be worth the trip from Montana, but it might be worth a trip to visit their family and drop their deer off at the same time.
Charlie Emsweiler and his family have built quite a business around several products, including the headliner, the Wahoo Wiener. But there are other specialty items that bring people here as well.
We have cream sausage, which is kind of a German breakfast sausage. We have a Swedish potato sausage, which is potatoes, beef, pork, allspice, sausage that they're used to eating.
And still other items are a draw for those with ties to specific Czech regions.
And the biggest things like the traditional Czech sausages, eternitsy, extra garlic eternitsy, because eternitsy is one of those things that depends where you grew up as to what each flavor of eternitsy tastes like. So I make a couple different ones to satisfy the palate of different little areas in Czech.
The store here is filled with lots of items, some familiar, others specific to tastes from regions of the world, but all tailored to a customer base that may have people driving for miles to get what their taste buds crave. Traveling the countryside in Wahoo, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
See country music's award-winning duo, Maddie and Tay, at Prairie Band Casino and Resort on March 23rd. Singing their chart-topping hits, Bathroom Floor, Die from a Broken Heart, and Girl in a Country Song.
Being a girl in a country song.
Must be 18 or over to attend. Get your tickets to Maddie and Tay at prairieband.com/shows.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent John Bannister help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with John handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. Call State Farm agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today, and get to a better state.
Drink a lot of water, so make sure there's enough in the tank for everyone. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Tank size depends on where it's located and how often cattle come to it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Drink 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight every day. Multiply that in the hot summer months or if the cow is lactating. It's important to have a big enough watering tank so every animal can get the water it needs. But how do you calculate if it's enough? Brad White is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University and director of the Beef Cattle Institute. He says the placement of the tank and how often they're coming to it is critical.
If cattle are grazing a large area and they're specifically going to come up to that tank to get water and they may only come up once or twice a day, then I need a capacity for everybody to come up that wants to get a drink to be able to get a drink. So if I've got a cow that's drinking 10 to 20 gallons a day and I'm going to have 20 cows come up, I may need a pretty big tank if they're all going to get a drink at once so they don't have to wait for it to refill before they leave.
If your cows are on a small pasture and have easy access to water throughout the day, you may not need a large capacity tank.
I've seen situations work where they may have a 5-gallon tank, relatively small, that refills because the cattle can come up and they kind of mingle and go through. And a lot of times observing will let you dictate what's my use scenario. Do I always see there's either 20 cows at the water or zero, or do I see one and two come up at their leisure?
Cattle will drink from the nearest water source. White says where your water tanks are placed also greatly influences how much water is consumed and the pasture getting even efficient grazing. Learn more about livestock watering systems at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I come to the garden.
Me, your secret hope may be to win the lottery. And maybe you even have a plan for how you're going to spend your millions. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. We all know that winning the lottery is a long shot. But do you get stuck in the trap of thinking that if you just had a little bit more money, life would be perfect? If you do, you're not alone. Most people feel that way. And it's not all bad. You may want to give your children exciting experiences. Or maybe you want to get an advanced degree to help further your career. You may just want less worry every month. The trouble with wanting more money starts when you don't feel content with what you have. And you want more. But when you get it, it's still not enough. Then it becomes a vicious cycle. So forget about winning the lottery and always wanting more. And strive to be content with what you have.
I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
Marshall County Transit now offers rides to all ages in Marshall and Washington counties. Rides available on a first-come, first-served basis for medical and service appointments, shopping, work, errands, group trips, and much more. In addition to regularly scheduled runs to Manhattan, Lincoln, and Topeka, they can make arrangements for special requests. Call 562-2020 to save your seat on the bus. 24-hour advance reservation preferred. Marshall County Public Transit is funded in part by KDOT.
You don't get to become a sixth-generation farmer without being resilient. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com.
Rosalie Potter and her husband Chaz continue a long family tradition of raising beef in Rockbridge County, Virginia. And like so many farm stories, change happened on their shift.
He was background in cattle and we were doing well. And then all of a sudden, the bottom fell out of that market. But we had to figure out how we were going to continue paying our bills and how we were going to remain farmers because we had made all these investments. And so that is when our family decided that we were going to start direct marketing our cattle.
It wasn't easy. The nearest USDA-approved processor was 90 miles away. The Potters opened a farm store and sold at farmers' markets. They later convinced a former meat cutter to partner with them and reopen his local shop. Potter says they operated as Buffalo Creek Beef.
We know that in order for us to continue to be sustainable and to keep our property that we've had for so many generations, that we are going to have to continue taking those big risks, stretching ourselves. The growing pains, they definitely hurt sometimes, but that is just kind of the mindset that we've gotten into to make sure that we're staying on a path that allows us to remain sustainable.
Another story of resiliency on the farm tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, it's been a year since Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine and started a war that many thought would only last a few days or a few weeks. Now it's lasted for a year. C.J. Miller reports on the war's impact on the ag markets.
Quite honestly, I would not be surprised 12 months from now if we're still talking about it.
And that's Carl Setzer, commodity risk analyst with AgriVisor. When the Russian invasion first began, commodity prices shot up significantly. But Setzer says the ag markets have since stabilized.
It's definitely been muted here. And the reason being is the knee-jerk reaction was we're not going to get any wheat. That's where 20% of the world's wheat supply comes from. Corn shut off. And now, here 12 months later, it's the opposite. Matter of fact, there is so much grain flowing out of that Black Sea region, mainly Ukraine, into the European Union. They want it shut off because it's just killing their domestic market.
Setzer says that the war's impact on Ukraine's corn and wheat exports weren't nearly as dire as first predicted.
More of the crop got out. More was harvested last year. We're going to see some decent production this year. Now, it's not going to be back to pre-war levels, but it's going to be enough that when we add it into the rest of the global supply, it's going to be a fair amount.
But he also says that the war is still creating huge challenges for Ukraine's grain exports.
Now, vessel loadings have slowed. It's an issue there, only 2.5 vessels being cleared inspections per day. some chatter that Russia's going to shut down the corridor. I don't think Russia's going to do that. Russia is upset with the sanctions against them, and we knew they would be. But the thing is, Russia doesn't want any new sanctions either. So that's going to help keep that corridor open.
And let's look at your ag news on this Monday, February the 27th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Wichita State softball is back, and season tickets are available now. Reigning AAC Player of the Year Addison Barnard and All-American Sidney McKinney look to take Shocker softball to new heights after coming off their NCAA regional appearance last season. The Shockers will welcome national powerhouse Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Stanford, and other Power 5 opponents to Wilkins Stadium. The best way to reserve your seat for those premium games is by purchasing a season ticket at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978.
Hey, now 70 now, $15
Homesend Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
professional, you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
Cattle can play a beneficial role in our changing climate. Their grazing contributes to the storage of carbon in the soil. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Those that say cattle are polluters of the atmosphere because they emit methane as part of their digestive process. But cattle can also be a tool to help reduce atmospheric carbon and mitigate climate change. Rebecca Phillips is a North Dakota grassland ecologist and science application educator. She is researching how plants put more carbon in the ground when they've been grazed by livestock. The key is the activity in the plant roots. As animals graze, roots dig themselves deeper into the ground as a physiological response.
And when you have more roots in the ground, then you're also going to get more of the exudates. And those exudates feed the microbial populations, and they transfer carbon into the ground where it can be processed and stored by the microbes. It's certainly been found that there's about three times more root biomass in grazed pasture compared to a similar pasture that isn't grazed.
The mechanisms behind that are a big source of study. How many cows should you have on pasture and how much carbon can you store?
And that's part of the issue with researchers trying to narrow down exactly how much carbon is being stored, because when you put so many cows out there for so long a period of time, you could actually inhibit that carbon sequestration potential. So that's where rotational grazing or short-term grazing, giving the plants some time to recover, is so important.
She says scientists all over the world have identified grasslands as one of the most important carbon sinks globally. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about grazing effects on carbon storage at agriculture.com.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Your information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, China calling on Russia to make peace with Ukraine due to the expiration date approaching of the Black Sea Trade Agreement. Also, the U.S. dollar is at a high that we haven't seen in some time. And we've also got the USDA numbers from last week. All those things affecting the markets on this Monday. Here's what we're looking at right now. Grains are down on this Monday. March corn, 644.5. That's down 5.5. May corn, down 4.75 at 644.5. Kansas City wheat for March, 822.25. That's down 19.5. May Kansas City wheat, down 19 at 816.25. March oats, 357.5. That's down 21.5. May oats at 345.25. That's down 0.25 right now. Looking at soybeans for March, down 10.75 right now at 15.18.25. Soybeans for May, 15.11. That's down 8.25 right now. Cotton for March, 85.13. That was your final price for March for cotton. Cotton for May, 84.81. That's down 9 cents. And cotton for July, 85.10. That's up 2 cents right now. Live cattle for February, 165. That's down 20 cents. Live cattle for April, 165.10. That's down 0.25. Feeder cattle for March, 189.60. That's up 55 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 194.60. That's up $1.07.5 currently. Crude oil for April down 82 cents at 75.50. Crude oil for May, 75.63. That's down 85 cents right now. Gold for April, $18.26 and a dime. That's up $8.90. Silver for March, $20.68. That's down 13 cents. Wall Street, the Dow up 164. S&P up 25. NASDAQ up 127. That's your market information.
And news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021. And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oil seed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to, you know, to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Debate over the use of the Oglala Aquifer has been a long-running challenge. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Jonathan Aguilar, K-State water specialist, and a group of sociologists from the university conducted a survey to gather data on producer perceptions of the aquifer's use in western Kansas.
The reason for the survey is just trying to understand the perception of the farmers. If there is going to be any program, if there's going to be any policy that needs to be laid out, we should also understand where they are coming from. And it is best to put those programs and activities out in alignment to what they are thinking. So if they think that they are doing something, then let's try to understand where they are coming from in that aspect. And if they think that they really recognize the value of the water, then let's put some emphasis on that aspect.
He goes on to explain that producers understand that the aquifer as a resource goes even beyond their own livelihoods.
It's definitely a big resource for that region, and they recognize the importance of this aquifer, both for their personal gain in terms of their livelihood. They live and breathe on this resource. But more importantly, they were also concerned about their community because this water also supplies the rest of the community. Again, so they're not just only thinking about themselves in terms of their livelihood, but also in the health of their community, because they recognize that if the water is not there, some of the businesses are not going to thrive. Some of the basic necessities for the communities are not going to be funded or are not going to be satisfied just because the water also brings along some of this economic prosperity in the region.
Aguilar ends by highlighting that producers are already making efforts to conserve this water and the role that K-State Research and Extension has in assisting with that.
I think one thing that I heard from them is that they are already doing something. And I think I could attest on that on some aspect, because we know that over the years, in the past 20, 30 years, most of the irrigation system has already transitioned from flood irrigation to center pivot. So more than 95% are already center pivot. So that means that we have gained efficiency. So a typical flood irrigation would be about 50 to 65% efficient. Now, when you're talking about center pivot, you are talking about 80 to 90% efficient. So we know that they have already made a big stride in terms of conservation. Going back again to my technical point of view, is that enough? Maybe from the technical point of view, they probably are maximizing the technology, but the technology is not the only piece in the puzzle. It's one of them, but there might be other options. And I think that's where the KSRE comes in, is that trying to figure out the other pieces of the puzzle in order to make them more efficient and conserving the water more.
Once again, that was K-State water specialist Jonathan Aguilar with producer perception data on the aquifer's use. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.